Sometimes Joey feels like her whole life is a montage of randomly selected, algorithm-controlled surveillance cam clips, mostly of her looking at screens or sitting glazed-eyed at meetings. As a professional image builder and storyteller, she finds the lack of structure even more offensive than the banality of the material. She's always taken pride in her instinct for cuts and angles and rhythms in the wildly successful stories she produces. One day, one perfect day, her life will be just as award-worthy. As she heads into the park near her parents' house for her regular Sunday morning run, actually the first in 3 months, but she's finally managed to wake up early this time. It's usually way too hot to be outside the house by the time she reaches Little Bengal for her weekly visit. She finds herself idly building another montage in her mind. A classic training sequence where she builds an incredible body through first failing and then succeeding at the same task, intercut with determined running, some weights, an optional animal sidekick, rounded off with a motivational hope-hop soundtrack. Even the idea is tiring, and she considers going straight to her parents' house. It's already hot enough to make her eyes twitch. Instead, she goes through her fitness checklist. Headphones in place, cooling sportswear hopefully working as much as possible in Delhi, smog plague max mask already making her face sweat, water bottle and pepper spray in the right slots on her smart belt. A few stretches, and she's off along the jogging track, keeping a wary eye out for battling stray dogs and monkeys lurking in the trees. The track's distance markers are all in place. The fascist uncle, Laughing Club, shouting national pride slogans while leering at her. The neighborhood wives ambling along in large groups, shouting to be heard over the blaring devotional music on their phones. Workers attempting their weekly repair of the park's mysteriously smashed surveillance cams. She sees the column on her third lap when she slows down for a second to catch her breath. It's a simple one. A basic floral pattern with embedded hashtags drawn on a cement patch next to a manhole cover in blue chalk. Joey quickly checks to see the nearest park cam is disabled, takes a picture of the column, and uploads it to a decoder app, which tells her in a second about the protest it's an invite for. Another slum is being evacuated by the police and builder militia. It's not far. It's the neighborhood where Lakshmi, her parents' domestic helper, used to live before she moved to Kalkaji with her boyfriend, a cyber bazaar shop owner. The app tells her this protest's potential bloodshed rating is extremely high. There's a cheerful, wiggly blood drop icon. On her wrist, her smart tat pulses, a stress alert. The smart tattoo's a new design, her skin's still red around it. A cute elephant butt pattern that amuses flow stars and makes funders think it's a Ganesh tribute. Joey has always known how to bridge worlds.